Acts chapter 17. When Paul and Silas had traveled through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue. As was his custom, Paul went to the Jews, and on three Sabbath days he led them in a discussion from the Scriptures, explaining and proving that the Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead. He also said, "This Jesus I am proclaiming to you is the Christ." Some of them were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a great number of God-fearing Greeks, and more than a few of the prominent women. But the Jews became jealous and gathered from the marketplace some wicked men, who formed a mob and started a riot in the city. They rushed to Jason's house and searched for Paul and Silas in order to bring them out to the mob. When they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brothers before the city officials, shouting, "These men, who have stirred up trouble all over the world, have come here too, and Jason has welcomed them as guests. They are all acting contrary to Caesar's decrees, saying that there is another king, Jesus." The crowd and the city officials were stirred up when they heard these things. They took a security bond from Jason and the others, and then let them go. That same night, the brothers sent Paul and Silas away to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the Jewish synagogue. Now the Bereans were more noble-minded than the Thessalonians. They received the word very eagerly and examined the Scriptures every day to see if these things were so. Many of them believed, along with more than a few prominent Greek women and men. But when the Jews in Thessalonica learned that the word of God was being proclaimed by Paul in Berea, they also went there to agitate and stir up the crowds. Then the brothers immediately sent Paul away to the seacoast, but Silas and Timothy stayed there. Those who escorted Paul brought him all the way to Athens. When they left, they received instructions for Silas and Timothy to join Paul as soon as possible.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.